Track 60.
All right then, let's move on to point 2 on the agenda, diversity. As you know, our workforce is still 80% male. What's more, we have very few employees from ethnic minorities. The general feeling within the group is that we need to take measures in order to reflect the increasing diversity.
Sorry to interrupt, Jan, but when you say measures, do you mean positive discrimination? Hiring women in preference to men, for instance? Because that's all very well in sales and admin, but I really, really can't see women doing the heavy jobs in production. And anyway, I'm not sure that positive discrimination is the right way to approach the problem.
No, I don't think it is either. It seems to me that we would just go from one extreme to another. You know, all our employees would be middle-aged female immigrants with disabilities.
Point taken, Christopher. But seriously, that's what we want to avoid. Extremes. In fact, what we need are measures to ensure that we don't discriminate against anyone on whatever criteria, whether it's their age, their race, their gender, their religion, or anything else.
But Jan, don't you think that's just an HR problem? I mean, they're the people who interview the candidates, not us. 9 times out of 10, we only see a short list of people they've already approved. It's even worse when we recruit from the agencies. And that's another problem, by the way. Half of the people they send us are absolutely hopeless. I don't know how they select them, but honestly...
Yes, Christopher, I know the agencies are a problem, but I think we're getting sidetracked here. Could we agree that we talk about the agencies next Monday?
Okay.
Good. So, getting back to diversity. Ines, what can we do to attract more applications from women?
Well, for a start, we should offer more part-time positions. Flexible hours, longer holidays when the schools are closed, a 4-day week. You know, jobs that women with families can manage. That's really obvious. I've been saying this for years. I mean, why don't we start by allowing our present staff to go part-time if they want to? I can think of at least 4 women who'd be delighted to work part-time. That would mean we could offer more part-time jobs to new candidates.
Yes, Ines, thank you. That's an excellent idea. Shall we get HR to work on it, Christopher?
That's fine by me.
All right, that's decided then. All right, shall we break for coffee now or take point 3 first?